Lord my shepherd feeds me, and I no want shall know. He in green pastures leads me, by streams which gently flow. He doth, when ill betides me, restore me from distress. For his name's sake he guides me in paths of righteousness. His rod and staff shall cheer me when passing death's dark veil. My Lord will still be near me, and I shall fear no ill. My food he doth appoint me, prepared before my foes. With oil he doth anoint me, my cup of bliss o'erflows. His goodness shall not leave me, his mercy still shall guide, till God's house shall receive me forever to abide.
Thank you.
I walk lonely by the sea. Only a seagull cried out to me. I walk lonely by the sand, across a snail's faint footprint band. I walk lonely on the shore, yet thought myself alone no more. For where I stood in damp salt spray, I felt my heart kneel down to pray. I walked lonely, far apart, but now God's hand was on my heart. All my being was renewed, perfectly, suddenly imbued with healing light, and I could see a rainbow of eternity. Sometimes he who knoweth gust and kindness leadeth me in weary ways where heavy shadows be. Out of the sunshine, warm and soft and bright, out of the sunshine into darkest night, I oft would faint with terror and with fright. Only for this I know he holds my hand. So whether in the green or desert land, I trust, although I may not understand. My still waters? No, not always so. Oft times a heavy tempest round me blow, and o'er my soul the waves and billows go. When the storm beats loudest and I cry aloud for help, the Master standeth by and whispers to my soul, "Lo, it is mine." Above the tempest wild I hear him say, "Beyond this darkness lies the perfect day, and every path of thine I lead the way." So whether on the hilltops high and fair I dwell, or in the sunlit valleys where the shadows lie, what matter? He is there. And more than this, where'er the path will lead, he gives to me no helpless broken reed, but his own hand, sufficient for my need. So where he leads me, I can safely go, and in the bliss hereafter, I shall know why and his wisdom he hath led me so.
Thank you.
am often so weary of sorrow, so weary of struggling with sin, so timid concerning the morrow, so faithless of entering in to the beautiful rest that remaineth, secure in the city of God, where shall enter no evil that staineth, nor ever the spoiler hath trumped. But I, when the struggle is sorest, and dark the clouds grow o'er my soul, dear Lord, the sweet cup that thou pourest hath balm, and I drink, and am whole. From the quenchless, O well of salvation, I quaff the pure waters divine, and a sense of triumphant elation is thrilled through the spirit of mine. No hand but thine own, blessed Master, could comfort and cheer in the day when the touch of a sudden disaster hath cumbered and tangled the way. No look but thine own could illumine when night gathers black o'er the land. Strength that is failing and human by a throne on the desolate strand. But ever thy help is the nearest, when help from the earth there is none. Ever the word that is dearest is the word of the crucified Son. And I, when the tempest clouds gather, I fly for sweet shelter and peace through the Son to the heart of the Father. Then terror and tremor do cease. He restoreth my soul, and I praise Him, whose love is my chrism and crown. He restoreth my soul. Let me raise him a song that his favor will own. So often, so weary of sorrow, so weary of fighting with sin, I long and I look for the morrow, when the ransom, their freedom, shall win.
Thank you.
biblical story which tells of songbirds being brought over the sea. There were 36,000, mostly canaries. The sea was very calm when the ship first sailed, and the little birds were silent. They kept their little heads under their wings, and not a note was heard. But the third day out at sea, the ship struck a furious gale. The passengers were terrified. Children wept. And then a strange thing happened. As the tempest reached its height, the birds began to sing. First one, then another, until all 36,000 were singing as if their little throats would burst. When the storm rises in its fury, do we then begin to sing? Should not our song break forth in tenfold joy when the tempest begins? I can hear the songbirds singing their refrain. It is morning in my heart, and I know that life for me begins again. It is morning in my heart. It is morning. It is morning in my heart. Jesus made the gloomy shadows all depart. Songs of gladness now I sing, for since Jesus is my King, it is morning in my heart. O God, wilt thou teach us to begin the music of heaven? Grant us grace to have many rehearsals of eternal hallelujahs. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Try singing in the storm. pastures fair and sea-girt paths all wild with rock and foam, or velvet sward and desert stern and bare, the flock comes home. A weary way, now smooth, then rugged with a thousand snares, now dim with rain, then sweet with blossoms gay and summer airs. Yet, safe at last, within the fold they gather and are still, sheltered from driving shower and stormy blast. They fear no ill. Through life's dark ways, through flowery paths where evil angels roam, through restless nights and long heart-wasting days, Christ's flock comes home. Safe to the fold, the blessed fold where fears are never known, love guarded, fenced about with walls of gold, he leads his own. O Shepherd King, with loving hands, whose lightest touch is bliss, thine is the kingdom, thine the power to bring thy flock to rest.
Transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. There were 90 of the 9 that safely lay in the shelter of the fold, but one was out on the hills away, far off from the gates of gold. Away on the mountains, wild and bare, away from the tender shepherd's care. From the tender shepherd's care. Lord, thou hast here thy 99. Are they not enough for thee? But the shepherd made answer, 'Tis of mine, has wandered away from me, and although the road be rough and steep, I go to the desert to find my sheep. Ransomed ever knew how deep were the waters crossed, nor how dark was the night that the Lord went through ere he found his sheep that was lost. Out in the desert he heard its cry, sick and helpless and ready to die. Sick and helpless and ready to die. Lord, whence are these blood drops all the way that mark out the mountain's track? They were shed for one who had gone astray ere the shepherd could bring him back. Lord, whence are thy hands so rent and torn? They are pierced tonight by many a thorn. But all through the mountains thundering, and up from the rocky
going to add a portion of the program of Songs in the Night, the portion that we were able to record.
Thank you. dear loving Heavenly Father in heaven, we all come before Thee through Christ Jesus, our advocate, to thank Thee for this wonderful day that we could all gather together for Thine honor and glory. We pray that if any one of us has said, thought, or done anything amiss, that Thou would overrule accordingly, that we might not stumble our fellow brother and sister. We pray for each individual bow before Thee and all those the world over that know Thee and love Thee, and we ask for Thy special blessing upon our songs in the night service, that it would be an honor unto Thee also. Again, we come before Thy Son to thank Thee, and we ask this in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Sean. Thank you, Sister Ruth. Brother Wade is going to handle this for us tonight. We have a duet. Sister Kathy will play for us. We have Bobby Semenoff and Angie Rep will sing the duet. And then we have two choirs, and then we have a solo choir. So it should be very interesting. Brother Wade and Sister Kathy, if you would come up, and we'll start off with Angie and Bobby.
We will now finish the tape with hymns. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. through this world of toils and snares. If I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden share? Let me walk, dear Lord, close to thee.
Valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Let his glory